There's an intimacy in listening to a voice from the dark, letting something leech over into your mind, especially if you're letting your eyes fixate and fade, especially if you're not inquiring too deeply about where the voice is coming from or what its intention might be. Laying there, calm, sedate, mind numbed in the melody. Staring, you might stare into some dark surface, you might look down at the latex you're wearing and see the shiny reflection of some light source, see the darkness inky and black and drawing you in, see your own body drawn forth into pleasure by the mere presence of the right accoutrements, the right environment, the right thought process inside your head is the key that unlocks the door. You look into the corner of the room and see it receding away, see horizons beyond the norm, beyond where you normally stand, the 3, 2, 1 deepening of it, your mind fading away, your entire body feeling itself stride out from here to another place that is a reflection, a there instead, striding forward and finding paths branch and weave, white and well-maintained, places with lawns and doors and buildings. But beyond it all, in some portion of your brain, reserved for the deeper, more visceral things, reserved for the fetishes and wants and yearnings, and the tingling euphoric desire you try to hide from, but find overtakes you anyway, there is a cave, and in that cave there is the possibility to feel more of yourself, more of the echoing, dreaming, dreamlike, needing, aching, resonant response of your own brain opening up and welcoming in whatever I do to you, whatever this voice intends, your body feels it, the smooth, rubbered, slick simplicity of a body elevated and set apart, the removal of little details, of wrinkles, of everything except fine, smooth, mind-numbing, deep breathing, body twitching, aching purity, the pure, dark, smooth, slick simplicity of a mind connected. Connected to something greater than, something that manifests itself, exercises itself in what you wear, in how you wear it, in your attitude toward what you wear, energizing and empowering, giving to something else the purity and pleasure of your fetished enjoyment. Little pieces of my fetished desire, my dream of you trussed up in latex, in and overcoated, exists here, in this distant cave, this place inside your head, this fantasy on the other side of the mirror, and you are dragged and drawn in and on toward what can only be pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Resonant